This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz with Morning Devotions. Some years ago, Stevie Wonder visited the Crystal Cathedral in California one Sunday for their church service, and he shared the words of a song. I don't know whether he wrote these words, but the words say, "We all know sometimes life's hates and troubles can make you wish you were born in another time and space, but you can bet your lifetime that God knows exactly where he wanted you to be placed." And that tells me that we can, through that song, overcome a spirit of pessimism, because God has a wonderful plan for my life and yours. And that's what I was talking about yesterday, if you're with me. But there's a slightly different angle on this today, because I'm reminded of one figure in the New Testament who was a pessimist and quite a negative man, and I'm referring to Thomas. Thomas was one of the 12 apostles of Jesus. Now, he was a great man, very brave man, and yet there was a lot of negativity about him. And there are three occasions in the New Testament we read about him in John's Gospel. And each time we can pick up this very strong note of negativity in his makeup. So he was a pessimist. And although if he was here, he'd probably say, "No, I was a realist." He didn't have much time for these wide-eyed optimists like Peter. Peter saw the glass always half full, and Thomas was always half empty. And in John 11, here's an example. Jesus hears that his friend Lazarus is close to death, and he delays for a few days where he's going. So he says to his disciples, "Let's go back to Judea to see Lazarus." Well, the disciples were horrified. "No, let's not do that, Lord. Only recently the Judeans were trying to stone you. What are you doing? It's not safe." But Jesus informed them that Lazarus had died and that he was going to the grave. And that's when Thomas said to the disciples, "Let's also go, that we may die with him." Well, yes, they are pessimistic words. They anticipate that Jesus will be killed and they'll also die. But before we condemn Thomas for his negativity, let's notice the sheer courage. If Jesus is going to die as a martyr for the truth, then we may as well go and die as martyrs as well. Perhaps he alone of all the disciples saw really what was going on, that Jesus was going to be killed. But Thomas failed to bring the divine into this equation. Yes, Jesus was going to be killed, but God was going to raise him from death. Now, Thomas didn't know this. He was just looking, as we do, looking at situations from a human perspective. I said yesterday that looking at the world today with honest eyes, we can become pessimistic. There's corruption and problems in our world, and it's easy to fall into that negative role. But that's leaving God out of the equation. We must have faith in God, in the purposes of God. And then in John 14, Jesus is speaking to his disciples in the upper room, and he's telling them that he's going to leave them and going to prepare a place for them. Now, they don't know what he's talking about, and here it is. Thomas said, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" And Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Well, Thomas said, "How can we know the way?" He was a man who was not sure. He had doubts. And there are many of us, I guess, who would say that. And that's why Jesus said, "I am the way." So we'd have to sort of work out that Thomas was an uncertain person, a skeptical man. And then in John 20, we read that Jesus had risen from the dead. He'd showed himself to the disciples on that marvelous day. But poor old Thomas, he wasn't there. He refused to believe the words of his friends when they told him that they'd seen Jesus. "I don't believe you," he's saying. I don't think you're lying, but it's just that you're self-deluded. You really wanted it to be true, so you imagined it. And then Jesus appeared and rebuked Thomas. "Stop doubting, Thomas, and believe." And then Thomas came with these wonderful words, "My Lord and my God." Now, they're not the words of an unbeliever. I guess we'd call Thomas a scientific skeptic. He had a scientific outlook, didn't he? And so we know that he really understood that when we leave God out of the realm, things can sometimes get out of proportion. Thomas, he'd failed to see that the power of God was capable of raising Jesus from the dead. "Thank you, Lord. These are wonderful words, my Lord and my God." Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.